The ettle of the reference Leet Folion is for to ert folk to the wise that the Scots Leet was feshed on, with some cultural and political hornlin comprehend it. Leet of the Angles, AD 550 till 1100. 547. Ida Iopison captured the Hoose of Strength at Bambra for the Bretts and became King of Bernice. His foliars, the Lindiswaras, folk of Lindsay, spak English or Anglish. They and other speakers cried themselves Anglican, Anglekind, a cause their forebears belanged Anglin or Schleswig-Holstein on the merches of Denmark. For this, we cry them the Angles. The speech and byleads of the Angles, and the Saxons besooth, has been kent in modern times under the general name of Anglo-Saxon. 638, the Bretts at the Hoose at Embra was sieged with the army of Oswald, King of Bernice, and syne Embra passed into the hands of the Angles. Place name spearings has shown that the old Angles lead is strang in Berwickshire, East Lothian, Peebleshire and Broxburgh for their times onward. 685. The Angle kings in Scotland is in their potestator, with Kintra the length of Angus in their ocht. Egfrith, king of Bernice and Derry, is kilt at the fecht of Nachtinsmere by King Brud of Pechtland, and Angle poor our Angus and Fife is tint. 716. Marks the stert to our 100 year a king's cowpit for the throne, as sindry kings and usurpers kills, murders, or gars them demit. 731. The kirk history of the English speaking folk is finished by Bede, a monk at the monastery of Jarrow. Bede is the first bosie to use the term Northumberland, Northumberland, as a name for the twa kinricks of Bernice and Derry together, and syne, though in ert is kent as the kinrick of Northumbrie. He cries the folk there awa Northumbrie, Northumbrians, or folk beneath the Humber, and describes how their speech differs for the folk to the sooth. The lands of the Northumbrie stretches for the Firth of Forth to the Firth of Humber. About 750, the oldest English text attested in Scotland is the Dream of the Rood that has as its subject the crucifixion of Christ. It is carved in runes on the Rivel Cross in Dumfriesshire. 793, the spolie of the monastery at Lindisfarne marks the stert of the Vikings lichting on Northumbrie and mony manuscripts perishing. About 853, Ragnvaldr of Moor is established as the first Norse Jarl of Orkney in Shetland, and the old Norse lead starts to dislodge Pechtish. 867, Unfreen kings Osbert and Aella is baith kilt fechting again the Danes' invasion of Northumbrie, and the kinrick is cawed apert. 867 to 883, the kinrick of Northumbrie is conquest with the Danes. Egbert II is the hindmost Tulchan king of Northumbrie. 883 to 900, the norland pert of the kinrick of Northumbrie, ayont the Tweed, falls in the ocht of the kings of the upcoming kinrick of Alaba, cried Scotland by speakers of English. The ruler over the region, with its hindmost Hoose of Strength at Bambra, became the Hech Gereifa, or Hech Reeve, that maras the Scots Mormer, or Muckle Stewart. About 900, jottings written on the Lindisfarne Evangels plenishes mere evidence for the kind of English or Old Angles spoken in Northern England and south-east of Scotland. Through this time, Norland English meld with the Danes' lead. 914. Aldred, the Hech Gereifa of Bambra, falls in with Constantine II of Scotland and syne his efter foliars comes in the fee of the Scots croon. 954 to 962. Indulf, King of Scots, tax over the house of strength at Embra, after the downfall of the Viking Kinric of York in 954. King Indulf bore a Germanic name and might have been sib to the family of Bambra. 1018. The fecht at Caramon Tweed, where Malcolm II, King of Alaba, defeats the Earl of Northumberland and confirms that Lothian and the Borders is in the ocht of the Scots croon. The Scot Watter, or Firth of Forth, is reckoned the boons between Gaelic and English speakers. 1030s. The lands besooth Lothian and the Borders is cried Englaland, England, for the first time, marking out the political shed between speakers of English in England and speakers of English in Scotland. 1058 to 1093. The ring of Malcolm III of Scotland that invades Sooth of the Tweed sundry times in his ettal to make the earldom of Northumberland a pendicle of Scotland. In these days, Cumberland was disputed between the kings of Scots and kings of England. So just the Soothland fringes kithes in the Doomsday Book of 1086. 1072 to 1092. Sometime between their years, Cospatric Earl of Northumberland granted a writ in favour of Thorfinn MacThor and ent lands in Allardale and Cumberland. This Yenaf writ is written in the Norland Market English, and say plenishes important evidence for the lead spoken in Norland England and in the southeast of Scotland. It wins over to this day as a 13th century transumpt or exact double. 1080 to 1092. The French-speaking Normans that had conquest England bigs a new castle on the Water of Tyne and sign puts out Dolphin of Carroll, likely a kinsman of Earl Cospatric, establishing the merch between England and Scotland on a line from Carroll to the new castle. 1094. Duncan II is King of Scots for a wee, and in brings the Norman Latin Charter to Scotland. Subjects of the King of Scots is addressed in charters gone by their language identities, such as Scottis, Gaelic speakers or Erse, Frankis, French speakers or Normans, Anglicis, English speakers or Southrons, and the Lave.